Welcome to the Medal of Honor podcast, brought to you in partnership with the National Medal of Honor Museum. I'm Ken Harbaugh. In each episode, we'll learn about a different service member who has distinguished him or herself through an act of valor. Master Gunnery Sergeant Richard Earl Bush was born on December 23, 1924 in Glasgow, Kentucky. When he was 17, right before U.S. involvement in World War II, Bush enlisted in the Marine Corps Reserve and initially trained as an armorer. He was then assigned to a volunteer unit that specialized in amphibious warfare and raiding. During Bush's time with the Raiders, the unit took part in the Allied capture of the Solomon Islands, specifically the New Georgia campaign to isolate an Imperial Japanese base. In the spring of 1945, the Allies' island-hopping campaign crescendoed with the Battle of Okinawa, the final island to seize before Japan. Okinawa was strategically significant for its proximity to Japan, its airfield, and its large size, making it the best staging point for further air raids or even an invasion of the mainland. The battle for Okinawa began on April 1, 1945, and included Bush's regiment, the 4th Marines. On April 16th, then-Corporal Bush, a squad leader in 1st Battalion, 4th Marines, led an attack on an enemy defensive position on Mount Yatake in northern Okinawa. Bush and his men charged through heavy artillery and machine gun fire, capturing a stronghold and gaining a foothold in the inner defenses of the mountain. He was wounded in the attack and was evacuated with other Marines to a casualty collection point when a Japanese grenade landed in their position. Without hesitation, Bush covered the grenade with his body, absorbing the blast and saving the other wounded Marines from further harm. Bush lost several fingers and was blinded in one eye, but survived. 6 months later, Bush was awarded the Medal of Honor at the White House for his actions on Okinawa. His other awards include 2 Purple Hearts, the Combat Action Ribbon, the Asiatic Pacific Campaign Medal, and the World War II Victory Medal. Bush became one of only 4 Marines during World War II to jump on a grenade and survive. After World War II, Bush stayed in the Marine Corps Reserve, rising to the rank of Master Gunnery Sergeant while working as a counselor for the VA. On June 7, 2004, Bush passed away from a heart ailment in Waukegan, Illinois. The Medal of Honor podcast is a production of Evergreen Podcasts. Nathan Corson is our producer and engineer. Leon Pescador is our scriptwriter. Declan Roars is our script editor and recording engineer. And I'm Ken Harbaugh. We are proud to support the National Medal of Honor Museum. To learn more and to support their mission, go to mohmuseum.org. Thanks for listening.
History is the greatest adventure story. But does it ever leave you wondering what the women were doing all that time? This is Lori from the Her Half of History podcast. And the answer is that some women were seizing power, or escaping slavery, or spying for their country, or creating artistic masterpieces, while countless others were doing the laundry, getting married, and wondering why their clothes don't have more pockets. If you would like to hear the stories of women doing all of those things, check out Her Half of History at herhalfofhistory.com or wherever you get your podcasts.